Warning! This video may contain foul language, discussion of sex, prostitutes, and other adult topics that might make some people squeamish. If you can't handle this, leave now, but don't bitch to me. Enjoy. Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. Today, I got a letter from a guy who starts out with, "I met a Thai woman online. Then we met and had dinner, and then ended up in bed. She is 38 years old and is a nurse. She said if I come back to Bangkok, I could stay with her in her apartment!" She lives in Bangkok. Am I crazy to accept the invitation? She has a tattoo on her shoulder. I worry she might have been a bar girl. She's not rough or impolite, but the doubt lingers. What do you think? Thanks for the input. Sincerely. Well, I'm not going to give his name. Anyway, sincerely, Joe. Now, let me take this point by point. First of all, you do know that most Thai women aren't going to sleep with you on the first night. Now, I don't know how your online relationship was. She may have felt like if you came here and she didn't give it up, that you wouldn't come back for seconds. She may have been lonely. She may have been horny. Who knows? I mean, you know, maybe you need to talk to her about that, although I wouldn't expect much in the way of verbal interaction at this time. Does it matter to you that she slept with you right away? For me, it probably would. I mean, it would bug me that she slept with you right away, because if she did with you, she might with somebody else. Now, that may not be true. That might be kind of, that logic might be a bit askew, but as long as you know whether or not it lessens her standing with you, then that's what's important. She said, "If I come back to Bangkok, I can stay with her in apartment." Huh? Apartment? In her apartment! She lives in Bangkok. Am I crazy to accept the invitation? No, you're not crazy. Although I would be very, very cautious. You know, at best you can stay with her. You probably don't have to give her any money to stay with her. You have a good time. Your relationship progresses a little. And at worst, she's a psycho. She locks all your shit up. And you won't be able to get her away from you. So if I were you, honestly, I would get a hotel. Get a cheap hotel. Stay with her, shack up with her on a weekend or something. Then tell her, "Hey, listen, you know, I want a little time to my alone, time to myself, to go walk around the city and everything." And you know, if she's any chick worth her salt, she'll understand that you need a little bit of time to yourself. All right. She has one tattoo on her shoulder. I worry she might have been a bar girl. She's not rough or impolite, but the doubt lingers. What do you think? Well, listen. Bar girls can be polite and gentle, and good girls can be impolite and rough. None of this really matters other than the doubt it's causing you. She has a tattoo, and, you know, really having a single tattoo, that doesn't make her a bar girl. I mean, you can ask her about her life. You're going to have to get to know her. You should have done that online, but, you know, I don't particularly like the whole online thing, because if you're sitting there with her and you're looking at her, then, you know, maybe you can figure it out because you can catch the vibe from her. But, you know, as far as staying with her, I hope you don't mean moving in with her, because if you do, I'll tell you to go get your head examined. That's just, that's nutso. You know, here's the thing. She's 38. Even if she was a bar girl, she, from what you say, you know, if she's a nurse, she turned her life around then. But you don't even know if she's a bar girl. But we'll say that she was, and she turned her life around. Does that matter to you? I mean, it's a tough question, and it's not something that I think I personally would be okay with, but everyone is different. So, you know, go spend some time with her, hang out with her, see what happens, have some fun. And, you know, maybe you get laid, you have a great time, and you figure out that, hey, this girl ain't for me. Or maybe you find out she's a lot better than you're giving her credit for, and things are okay. And you'll slowly move to the next level with your relationship. And here's the thing. You know, I mean, I always say, don't get involved with a bar girl. Don't get involved with a bar girl. Don't get emotionally involved. Well, you know, I just think it's riskier than getting involved with a girl who is working a more mainstream job. But that's not always the case. I mean, and even if you do get involved with a girl that's working a mainstream job, it doesn't mean that she's not a whack job, or that she's a huge pain in the ass, or that she won't cheat on you, or any of these other things. So it really is up to you. And if I were you, I would just take things slowly. Don't, you know, bring two bags full of stuff and just throw them all in her room. And yeah, babe, hey, it's nice to be here. This is my apartment too. No, don't operate that way. Keep your distance. You call the shots. You're the man. Call the shots. Don't, you know, if she, you just tell her, oh, it's very nice of you to offer. Maybe I'll spend the weekend with you. Something like that. I think if you do that, you'll be better off. So I hope that answers your questions. Until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok D, Lat Jerk and Mai.